This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Right, from Nanaimo, that was KMVP from the brand new cassette Past Life Regression, and that was the song Black Snakes on the Water. Great job, KMVP. Love the new record, cassette album. Very well done. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. is a beautiful day here and just feeling good. Got lots of great new music to play too. It's a wonderful time. So on today's show, Jerome of M10E is going to come by in the second half to talk about the release of his band's newest EP happening on Saturday night at Redgate. And so, yeah, look out for that a little later on. But for now, a bunch of new music. So we have some new La Lune, some new Olivia's World, some new Eve Jarvis, Saya Gray, FKA Twigs, and we're going to start off with some new Walgren. Local musician playing kind of brass age pop. I don't know. Is that how they frame it? Anyways, great to hear new Walgren. Let's give a listen to the newest single. This is the song To Be a Creature. Here is Walgren on CITR 101.9 FM.
Feels like we've met before. Don't I know you from the underworld? Steely eyes straight down the barrel. That's a clarity I've never known. And I, molten underneath an iron grill. The window hits, it'll crack me open. I'm over the edge, green down and red now. Got it in grinning, scaling the fence now. I'm just another animal.
Situations.
I tried to fuck you with the lights on, in the hope you'd think I'm open and have a conversation.
Thank you.
you and your voodoo doll fetish. There's a difference in visiting a memory and living in the past. I lasted this long as a rubber ball. You pick me up and throw me up against the wall. How do I get past the past? I'm still hung up on cobwebs and I can't go back to that ball.
I'm gonna leave you soon, cause
I can't go.
Outside presents Lost in Paradise, featuring Sam Wallace performing at the Cobalt Cabaret on March 14th at 6 p.m. Head to showpass.com and look up We Outside to grab your tickets today.
All things deliver, including the truth you will find in time. Guess I should have had you figure you would.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship at citr.ca before March 27th. Sponsorship at citr.ca. SPONSORSHIP at citr.ca.
Morning light, I could barely sleep. All night had you on my mind. That's alright, keep myself occupied till the day I die. Cause every night I have the same dream. Wake up and expect you next to me. Interpret that, what do you think it means? Come to girl, please, c'est ce qui arrive. One thing gives me some relief. I just got out by the skin of my teeth. Hey, my man, it's been a while. What's new with you? I got time for a story or two. Don't be shy, we promised the life. Morning light, not a wink of sleep. Talked all night, I needed your advice. One grape. You don't tell me what I wanna hear. You keep it real. And every day I'm in the same mood. Need something to make my head smooth. Need a sign of just stay on the move. Get up while the sun is still out. 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 She asks me if I got a plan. I think I do. Make money and take care of you.
so blessed to have you and call on your name. United in your warm embrace, I'll wait as long as it takes.
All right. That was Eve Jarvis from the new record entitled All Cylinders. And he is firing on all cylinders. That was great. That was the song One Grape. before that, we heard Saya Gray from her record Saya. That was the song Shell of a Man. Before that, FKA Twigs from the new album Exsexua. That was the song Sticky. And at the top, the latest single from Walgren entitled To Be a Creature. All right, let's get shoegazy, switch it up, rock it up, whatever. That's people say that. La Lune have a new record out, or a new single out called Quiet Considerations, accompanied by a music video. And they play town quite often, so I'm sure you can catch them soon. But if you want to see them this Saturday night, they're playing at the Wise Hall on Adanac as a part of a fundraiser for the Pivot Legal Aid Society and a project that they have for justice for police killings of Indigenous people. So if you look up information about the People's Tribunal launch that Pivot is sponsoring, you can find out about the community forum they're doing that afternoon, and then later the fundraiser at the Wise. So let's give a listen to Quiet Consideration. Here we go. Here is La Lune.
Thank you. Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
The Evelyn Saller Center is recruiting volunteers to help design and implement relief initiatives for the downtown Eastside community. If you're looking to get experience relevant to your area of study while helping to support the homeless population of Vancouver, email us at esc.volunteerprogram@vancouver.ca or find our page on the City of Vancouver website under Evelyn Saller Center. Positions are flexible and designed to be convenient to students. Those with an interest in health, communications, or psychology are encouraged to apply.
All right. That was Swim Team from 2022 with their song Innocent from the album Hurricane. And I was listening to a mix I made a little while ago, and that song came up. I was like, ah, oh, this is such a good song. Swim Team, I miss you. Yeah, I think they're kind of scattered to the winds these days. But who knows? Maybe they'll get back together, or they'll, I don't know, something can happen. We can only hope. Before that, we heard Tough Age from their album Waiting Here. That was the song Give It a Day. Olivia's World played before that, and it had a very Tough Age sound to it, and I thought, oh, those would go great together. So we heard Olivia's World from the brand new album Greedy and Gorgeous. That was the song Sour Gum, and Olivia's World, formerly of Vancouver, but now back in their home of Australia, but glad that they're still putting out music, putting out tapes on Lost Sound. Very good stuff. All right. And at the top, we heard La Lune. I've been trying to figure out more information about this fundraiser that they're playing on Saturday night, but I have been unable to figure out who else is playing with them and can't even figure out where I saw that reference that they were playing. But they are, and I'm sure the other bands are great too, and it's to a very worthy cause. So that's Saturday night at The Wise. All right. Amory is a Montreal multifaceted artist, and she has a remix of a song that she put out on an album last year. So that just came out. It sounded pretty good to me, kind of an Italo disco flavored remix. And she's also in the band Born at Midnight, which is one of my faves. So I always have time for new Amory. So let's give a listen to this. This is Spirit is Broken with the Amory in Paris mix. Here we go.
Je te suis pris mille et une fois.
That is the new remix of Amaury's Spirit is Broken, Amaury in Paris mix. All right, it's now my distinct pleasure to welcome a guest into the studio. Hello, can you introduce yourself?
Hi there, this is Jerome from MEM01E. Thank you so much for having me, Duncan.
Yeah, no, I'm very stoked to have you here. You were in the building, so it worked out for you to like pop by and
yeah,
say
I just,
hello.
I just finished work upstairs. Nice. At Blue Chip Cafe. Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're in the band M01E, mm-hmm. and you have a big event happening this Saturday. Yeah. Can you tell the radio listeners about that?
So, and I think in our total span of 3 years of existence, this will be the most monumental show that M01E will be hosting, and it is to celebrate the release of our new album, The New Youth, goes by, it's direct translation from the Chinese, 新青年, and it contains songs that we have been playing for the longest time, but never had the chance to actually record and just to present to people who have been probably coming to our shows for maybe like 2 years.
Yeah.
And this is our maybe delayed apology to them. But also, so our friend Slater will be face painting during the event. We're encouraging everyone to put a big red smile on their on their face, either with face paint or red lipstick, because I think that's what I do usually when I'm on stage, and I feel like it helps me to be more relaxed and not to take myself seriously. I think it would be beautiful if everyone in the room is like that. Yeah.
If people haven't seen you play before, like it is, you have like there's some interesting dynamics mm-hmm. that are unique to an M10E performance. Yeah. One thing is you have a mic pointed towards the audience. Mm-hmm. What's the idea behind that?
The idea behind that is I think. As long as I can remember, I think there's always something dissatisfying about going to local shows, because it's totally different. If I'm going to see a band that I really admire and means a lot to me, I'm perfectly fine just standing there and just be wowed. But I think sometimes going to local shows, it's probably people that you know playing on stage, and you see there are also musicians, artists in the audience as well. So I feel like the dynamic shouldn't be like a audience-spectator relationship necessarily. Of course, there's nothing wrong with just being an audience and just enjoy the experience, be like a passive spectator. But I feel like we can do more than that in this scenario. And I think for me, long story short, I think just the act of screaming has really helped me to open myself up. I'm not sure if I still am, a pretty anxious and nervous person. But I most definitely wasn't able to just kind of push myself out there. The idea of even just being on stage will probably make me faint. But I think ever since I started screaming at the Cry Club, I started to give less of an F. And I think that just the act itself will be helpful to many individuals. And I know it's difficult to scream in the first place. You also probably don't have too much of a reason to, but I think when the music is really loud and everyone's going nuts, I feel like this is probably the perfect scenario for you to give it a try. And that's kind of what we advocate. I think it's something that will do the world some good. We actually have a sticker. I don't have it with me, and you won't be able to hear the sticker, but but I have a picture here, if I may just be allowed to describe what's on it. So it's basically a white sticker, but written with red fonts that says, Screaming is healthy. It allows you to be honest with how you feel. We should all do it more. We can all do it together. So you can understand that the other person is also another silly human being just like you, flesh plus blood.
All right. <Yeah. laughs> And is that part of your merch?
Yeah. Oh, we amazing. We finally, after two to three years, we finally had a merch. Yeah.
That's great. So that'll be at the show too. One thing you mentioned in passing was the Cry Club. So that's UBC Cry Club. Mm-hmm. And that, I think there's a lot of overlap between what you were talking about with the mic for audience and what you do with the Cry Club. So for those that haven't heard of it, what is the UBC Cry Club?
So the UBC Cry Club is just a bunch of silly individuals bringing some instruments and some pots and pans and random found objects or metal parts. And then we just make a ton of noise, and also just but the purpose of all the noise is just to be able to lay a nice foundation for one to feel comfortable to scream with. And I think I don't know if screaming would be the ultimate definition of that act, but I think it's beautiful for a human being to be able to be loud in a certain scenario. I think it really helps. And I think most of the times we talk to one another in very, very, not necessarily timid, but of course in a very reserved manner. But I think life is so tough and emotions are so tough. And I think just being loud is one of the ways that I think that allows one to be honest with that intensity within oneself. Because it also, you don't have to scream. You can also just sing really loudly as well, which is, I think, it does the same thing for you. These are just actions that I think will really just make one's life for the better, especially if one is having a difficult time. And the Cry Club is something that I think I very much needed maybe 3 years ago, that allowed me to do that, but also allowed me to just connect with the people that just heard the sound and just decided to came up and then join in the movement. And although UBC is a place with so many people, but I know it can be difficult to form a special connection with anyone, and not just in UBC, maybe in the world in general. And I think the Cry Club is I think it's a beautiful way for strangers to meet and to instantly develop like a special connection that they probably wouldn't develop if they just walk by each other on the street, or if they were working on a group assignment together. Sure, in class.
Yeah, definitely, it's like raising up that that connection that people can make. Just before we talk a bit more about Saturday Night, tell me about The New Youth. So you mentioned that this album's been in the works for a while.
Yeah.
What can people, like, when are people going to be able to hear it? Oh, and how does it differ from some of the work that you've done before?
Oh, okay. So the album will be available on Bandcamp starting this Saturday, March 15th. We are currently, although we may still upload the music to other streaming platforms, but something about that really throws me off, especially, I'm sure, the wonderful people that are listening to this are aware of the mechanism of how streaming platforms work, and particularly Spotify, and just, I'm not going to go into it, but it will become available on Saturday. And what is special about this album is that it actually, because although if you look on Bandcamp, you look at our discography, we have released things previously, but the songs that are in those albums, we barely played. And I think those were, I think, more of my own personal projects that I almost don't feel comfortable sharing with the general public, but they're still available because I do want people to have an insight to maybe just my development. I'm very much aware of their imperfection, but the childishness within them. So I think this new album is like a more up-to-date version of who I am right now and what the group is. It literally has the songs, most of the songs that when we started playing shows, finally. Those are the songs that we play. And so this album also is like a way to draw a conclusion to these songs that we've been playing for quite some time as well. And it will allow us to finally move on to recording even more songs that will be even more up to date.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're just nearing almost the end of the hour, but tell for people, like, who else is playing, like, what can they expect on Saturday night? It's an amazing bill.
Thank you. We're very honored to have Natlak, Worry Ward, and one of the OGs of Vancouver underground music scene, Sharon Pinks. I'm very lucky, especially for Natlak. Sterling, the front person, is someone that I met maybe quite early when I first started playing shows, and we developed a connection and perhaps mutual admiration for one another. And also, I believe we shared some similar ethos regarding our work as well. And Natlak is awesome. It's so loud. Sterling is also going to do something experimental with the group this time. Instead of songs, they intend on going more into like a movement piece and maybe more improvisations. So I'm very excited because I have no idea what to expect this time after just being a huge fan of Natlak for so long. And for Worry Ward, wow, it's I don't even know what to say. They're the front person, Riley, I believe, is deserves credit for, I believe, creating the group's songs. I have no idea what their dynamic is like. Frankly, I've just been listening to their album, and I'm lucky enough to witness maybe two of their shows, and they're an incredible band, and just like maybe the lighting design. The second time I saw them, it's just like colorful and all over the place, but also there's a beautiful intensity within their music as well. Although there may not be distortion and overdrive and all of that things, but I think through Riley's voice and also just with the sound that the group was creating, I think there's something beautiful in that. And for Sharon Pinks, I don't know if I even deserve to be the one speaking about them. I feel like I'm a huge fan of them, and it's really funny because I've only recently got to see them play, which was this past summer, and.
Yeah, and they have a new record out too. I don't think they've played in town for a little while, so this will be a really great time for them to play songs off of that new record. Mm-hmm. That's going to do it for. We have to wrap things up because I'm done at one. So thanks so much for popping by. This
Thank
is
you, Duncan.
Really
thanks
great,
for having me.
And I encourage everyone get out to Redgate on Saturday night. It's going to be an amazing time. So we're going to hear your latest single. What's the name of this song?
The name of the song is called. 我要活 with an exclamation mark in the end, and it means I want to live, or I will live. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a good week, everyone. I'll see you in a while. Bye.
Bye.